I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Don't be afraid, but I don't know who had this on their bingo card, but here we are 73 days out from the election, and now we're talking about monkeypox. I don't know how big of a deal it is. I know the WHO is concerned about it. They've declared it a global health concern. What do we actually know about it? And we've got Jonathan Savage with us this morning. Fox News Radio has been covering this story. Jonathan, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
So what is the World Health Organization seeing here, and how close how many cases are there in America so far?
Yeah, known as monkeypox in the past, it's now officially called Mpox. And back in 2022, there was that outbreak in the United States that affected over 30,000 people in the U.S. alone. 58 died. Well, now there's a new strain that's considered more dangerous and more easily spread. And that's what's prompted the World Health Organization to reinstate that status of a public health emergency of international concern. Now, for people in the U.S., the good news, you might say, just now is there have been no cases of this strain yet. It spread in the Democratic Republic of Congo in Central Africa and its neighbouring countries. It's since been detected in Sweden, the first case outside Africa. But experts say it's just a matter of time, really, until it spreads elsewhere.
Wow. No. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, a lot of them are already talking about, got to get vaccinated for monkeypox. So now you can get your flu shot, your COVID shot, and your monkeypox vaccine all at your local Walgreens, right? Because there's talk of that.
Yeah, there is a vaccine available, which is one of the reasons why the WHO is saying, look, this isn't another COVID. You don't need to panic and expect that kind of situation. But also, because of that outbreak in 2022, plenty of people have already been vaccinated. They have immunity from vaccination. They have immunity from previous infection. So that should, they hope, limit the spread or at least cause health impacts not quite as severe as we're seeing in Africa. In Africa, Mpox does kill hundreds of people every year.
Well, the thing about any of these pandemics, and I would imagine that it was very true with COVID, is that it's a 10-hour flight from Europe or Switzerland or wherever else they've had a case now in Europe, and suddenly it's in America. So, I mean, it doesn't take very many days for this situation to change pretty dramatically, right?
That's right. That people, of course, could be traveling with mild symptoms or no symptoms at all, or they may think that they have flu, because a lot of the symptoms are similar to flu. Fever, muscle aches, headaches. There's also lesions on top of that, which are more specific to Mpox.
Wow. Well, all right. So for now, are they recommending, Jonathan, that people get the vaccine just in case, or has it not risen to that point yet?
It's not risen to that point yet. I think we should also say that it's spread by close personal contact. People often associate that with sexual contact, not necessarily the case, but obviously that is a version of close personal contact.
Yeah, very true. Jonathan Savage, we appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Good to. I just wanted to update you on that because I think we talked about this the other day. What's next? It's monkeypox, monkey mpox. Why did they change it? Were they afraid of insulting the monkeys? Why did they change it from monkeypox to mpox? It's like me going from Mark Cox to M Cox. Why would you do that?
That sounds kind of cool.
It does. Welcome to the M Cox show. Thank you.
They were trying to say that you could not just only get it from monkeys.
Well, now you can get it from humans, but it's still monkeypox.
I'm not trying to if you have some of these diseases, like, yes, they can be serious, okay? But at the same time, it is laughable how these organizations are like, it's a global pandemic, and they're like, make sure you get your vaccine. I mean, that's what this is all about, sponsored by Pfizer. I mean, this is what's coming down the pipeline, and they're going to shame people if they don't get vaccinated, because then you're a grandma killer. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to elevate to that, but don't put it past them. It could.
Well, just, I mean, there are definitely people in this country who would love to use it to their advantage to scare people going into the election. What is it? Is it Dr. Evil who rubs his hands together and goes, I can see Sam Page somewhere this morning doing that at the possibility that he might be able to impose tyrannical restrictions on people again in St. Louis County. There are people out there who derive power from emergencies like that, and they enjoy it, and they use it to their advantage during the last presidential election cycle. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, let's hope that it doesn't sound like it's that serious yet. But I wanted to get that report from Jonathan Savage, just so you'd get it straight from the reporting of the WHO.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.